This name Prabhu, you know, himself,
Radhika and Bhaskara,
Krishna and Bhaskara. And with all kinds of powers and appearances and correlated machines, they are in the very powerful. What has been told in Shastra, it has not been told sufficiently, only partly. So no doubt anything, if all kinds of prarabdha, everything is good. I have not remembered one time this same question was there and I explained it in a very good way. Pundarik remembers, or he will speak shortly. You should hear carefully. Come on, Raghunath Das Prabhu. Oh, there is enough seat here, nearby. Yes, seat. But no chair this is. Oh, come on here. You should also. And from next day you'll have chair.
Maybe just
here. Jagannath should come, you should come. Both are old persons. And they are both of the west has been defected.
From this side.
So they must be given. Only in the wall side. Oh, he is okay. Oh, that chair is not needed. Give out. Oh, Prabhu. Oh, you should come near. I'm telling you. Jugal Kishore Prabhu. You should come nearer. And here. Anyhow, you should come.
Coming to the kitchen. He's coming to the
kitchen. So, bolo. Now you should. Hey, where are you going? Where are you going? You cannot go anywhere.
Couple of years back in Singapore, Sri Gurudev spoke on this very question which we are hearing from Sri Gurudev about the glories of Namabhava. I don't remember the complete talk which Sri Gurudev gave, but as much as I remember, I'll try to repeat. So Gurudev was telling us that Naam, Shuddha Naam, is Naam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatva Naam Namino. Means that Shuddha Name is transcendental, completely spiritual, identical to their Lordship, no difference between them. What does this mean? This means Naam is only one, means what? Pure completely. 100% pure. Just like Shuddha Bhakti is Shuddha. But according to the different stages of sadhaka, sometimes it is called Sadhana Bhakti, sometimes it is called Bhava Bhakti, and then Prema Bhakti. So this classification is because of the different levels or stage of sadhaka. Similarly, Naam is Shuddha. Naam is not either abhas or apras, but because the practitioner or sadhak is situated in a different level, that is why the name is classified in these three different terms, either naam apras or naam abhas or shuddha naam. But Srila Gurudev was telling us, although these three categories have been classified, but actually there are several gradations. Within Namaprabh, there is Mahanama Prabhu. Mahanama Prabhu. Then less Nama Prabhu. And then a stage where the devotee is neutral or almost committing no offenses, but not yet begin Nama Bhava. Then just the beginning stages of Nama Bhava. Then more close to Shuddha Nama Bhava. And then more close to Shuddha Nama Bhava. And then Nama Bhava. And then progressive stages towards Shuddha Nama. So Nama Bhava, which we hear that by the power of Nama Bhava, all Taras, Apararas and Avidya would be, they're all clarified. This is the topmost stage of Nama Bhava, like what Ajamila uttered. At that stage, there is no change of any offenses, there is no change of any other mixture. Pure Nama Bhava. And because of that, you think that is a... Whereas what happens in the devotee circle, although we are doing Nama Bhava, and sometimes it is described in Dev Dharma in 25th chapter, Vijay Kumar is asking about what Nama Bhava can do or what Nama Bhava cannot do, and then is asking the stage in which the devotee is committing offenses, that is Nama Bhava, how he can uplift himself from that stage, and in that stage, is there no benefit at all of Nama Bhava? Then Babaji Maharaj is replying and is telling that first of all, in the stage of Nama Bhava, it should be well understood that the punishment or reaction of Nama Bhava is very severe. If we put together five kinds of sins and multiply them millions and millions of times, then the reaction of Nama Bhava is even more severe than that. So devotee should be careful, very very careful, and should try his best not to commit offenses. Then, although he is in that stage, sometimes he is speaking, is uttering Nama Bhava. All those Nama Bhava, when they accumulate, then they give him the chance that now he can constantly practice Nama Bhava and eventually Shuddha Nama. Nama Bhava, it can liberate a person, but it will not give brain. For that one has to do Shuddha Nama. Similarly, in Nama Bhava stage, when this person is chanting more often Nama Bhava and sometimes seldom he is doing Nama Bhava, then what happens? There is a gap, because with the effect of Nama Bhava, his previous things, his previous reactions, sinful reactions, they are eradicating to the degree to which he is chanting Nama Bhava. I hope this is getting clear. His sins will eradicate only to the degree he will do Nama Bhava. But then also he has at his disposal his conduct, the present conduct, his independence, which sometimes is misusing. So although the past eradication is taking place of sins, but simultaneously he is either making more offenses or he is indulging in activities which are unfavorable to chant Shuddha Nama. So all these different situations or criteria, they delay one's progress or realization of Shuddha Nama. So if we try to understand this particular progression of Nama Bhava, from Nama Bhava to Nama Bhava, then to Shuddha Nama, then we can gradually try to amend ourselves and utter Shuddha Nama.
Thank you.
Very good.
What you ask, Chandrika? What doubt?
आपने कहा है नामा भास एक बार करने से पूर्ण मुक्ति हो जाती है, और फिर जब वो नाम करता रहता है तब धीरे 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 वो प्रेम की ओर अग्रसर होता है। तो ये बात हमने भी उनको बताई है कि धीरे धीरे वो नाम शुद्ध नामा भास की अवस्था तक आता है, एकदम सीधा शुद्ध नामा भास नहीं कर पाता। तो उससे उसकी संतुष्टि।
यू शुड नो फर्स्ट व्हाट इज प्रेमा भक्ति। Can you define? Shuddha bhakti and prema bhakti is one thing. Different names. So what is Shuddha bhakti? What do you mean? But more louder. What is that? What do you have idea about this? What is your idea? Only no, what? No, you should tell in your words.
That kind of bhakti which isn't covered by jnana or karma or anything.
What is prema bhakti or shuddha bhakti? Its limit up to how much? You? Its limit?
Up to the
more than bhav of Srimati Radhika. Understand? Beginning from where? Ambarish Maharaj. Bhakti. And up to Mahabhav, Adirud, Mohan, Modan, Madan. The mode of Radhika. This is Prema Bhakti. But there are so many grades. Beginning from Shraddha, last point. A man baby, very cruel, maybe sinful, maybe what? More than Jagai Madhai, wretched he may be. But Shraddha may come. Because it has no control of karma, gyan, yog, nothing. Himself, Krishna. So it cannot be controlled by anyone. But begins from where? From here, Shraddha. By serving Krishna, our life will be successful. The tendency to serve Krishna. This is the last fraction, transcendental fraction of bhakti. Mandatory wretched, characterless and so on, nothing. But bhakti, that by the medium of high class of association of bhakti, can that I should serve Krishna. He gave that desire. This is called Shraddha. But its outward symptom,
external
system, what? Faith on Krishna, words, faith on Shastra and Sadhu Bhakti. And what more? What? If my life is gone, no harm. But I will not give up. This also will come gradually. So this is the last factor of transcendental bhakti. And from here, not only millions of stages are there. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Ujjalini, they have touched some of the important stages. Nor they cannot define anyone. It is like an endless ocean. So Rusila Rupa Goswami, like a very expert person. He divided all millions of stages into so many categories. And his followers divided each in so many, like Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Thakur Bhakti Vinod Thakur. In future also, some devotees may come. They will make more distraction. Why? Oh, to make easy that bhakti. That we know that first base jhat divided four major parts of Veda. Then he wrote Vyas Sutra, Vedanta. Again he wrote Mahabharata. Again he divided, he explained Srimad Bhagavat for explanation of this sutra. And for Bhagavatam, also many Puran, and for so many Puran, Mahabharata. And for these, our devotees are. So unlimited this ocean of bhakti. So this, the name himself, Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna. But due to of that, as he said, our stages, name is, your name is what? Radha Krishna in transcendental Golok Vrindavan, playing of five rasa. In five rasa. In so many ways. Raslila is there. Brahma Gita is there. Vansiva. All things are there. More than that, which has not been explained in Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nilmani, in Bhagavat and other things. Like Krishna's pastime, that has been told, and Ras only for one night, and for other Ras Leelas, nothing has been told. It may be some special kinds of. So now the glory of name is unlimited ocean of a rasa, and they are no control by anyone. Unlimited, uncontrolled His mercy. So if He Himself wants that He should be liberated and His prarabdha karma should go away, find out. That's a big motto. No question at all. But even we are telling, explaining it in various ways. But you should know what we will explain. Oh, it is very hard to realize because the influence of Maya, malice, is covered always, or transcendental. Because there are no pure words in this prakrit world, prakrit Maya. Something will come, you will have to be careful by sadhan. This doubt cannot go if Krishna Himself will come and tell you. If you will exercise, you will do abhyas, practice bhakti yoga, gradually, oh, there will be realized. Depend more on practicing bhakti yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In high class of association, then, oh, it will be revealed itself, this name will be revealed itself in your heart. Then, no doubt. From beginning of my life I see, I have never any doubt what is religion. Never. What our Guru Dev do. Never. I chanted so much and also searched Vaishnava and Guru thoroughly and sincerely. So I never have any doubt. But for my realization, I always used to ask some questions very humbly to Guru Dev. So you should try to follow. Then gradually all will go and you will be calm and quiet doing bhajan. Not bhajan means servant. Serving Radha Krishna. Ai muktu kulai I Muktu Kulai Rupasana. Name is served only by Mukta Mahapurusha, who are liberated. We Bhaktaji, we can do exercise of our tongue and mind only. But Krishna is so merciful that even by this, if you are practicing this in the highest association of devotees, serving your Gurudev truly, Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam, Guru Mano Bhishtam, Thapitam, like in this way, then very soon you'll have this perfection. Understand? So try to chant more. Only 16 round and mind here and there, this will not do. When you will come to 1 lakh and like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in his Rupa Goswami has Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukhastananu Karmaida Rasana Manasi Niyodhya Tishan Praje Tadanu Raghi Jananu Raghi Kalam Nayeda Filami. So follow from where? Bhaktaved, Manaved, Prodaved, Jivadev. And there with Shraddha. Beginning from Shraddha. If you are not chanting so many names, but don't try to miss your high class of association, hearing and serving, that with the paripatena. Upate chante jnanam. Jnanina? Oh, automatically. So try to follow all these. That's what you are asking?
Oh, the question this morning was, those disciples of Swamiji, who they have not made any apparat before, they're just coming newly to association, and they're chanting Hare Krishna. Is this Shuddhanamabad?
No. It may be beginning. Beginning.
That type of
Avas has also some lakshan. So it may be beginning. But it may, if he is always going to associate and chant what he knows, no opera, oh, gradually it will come to real Namavas. That is Chaya Namavas.
So beginning one is chanting Namabhas, but without Shraddha. A Shraddha?
Oh, no harm, Shraddha or Shraddha. No, knowing unknown. If you put your hand and in fire, oh, it will burn like this.
So would that quality of Namabhas, unknowingly, would that remove all Prabhupada, Aparabdha?
Yes, if it gradually goes. Its effect will not be controlled by anything. Gradually it will bring him in association and chanting.
उसमें केवल एक ही बात है ना कि नामभास का उसके ऊपर प्रभाव होने के बाद भी उसके पास अपनी स्वतंत्रता है. अगर जैसे अजामिल वो हरिद्वार नहीं भी जाता, अगर नहीं जाता तो पुनः फिर गलत गांव में लग सकता था. हरिद्वार गया, उसने साधन किया, इसलिए नामभास का फल उसको उसको अनुभूति प्राप्त हुआ, नहीं तो नहीं होता. ये भी तो मुख्य बात है.
अब व्हाट यू वांट टू हियर, व्हाट मोर, बिकॉज वी हैव ओनली टाइम टुमारो एंड डे आफ्टर टुमारो. What?
I have a question.
What?
There's this story about the Brahmin's wife had a work story about when he took a piece of the cow and it turned into some of it turned into some of it turned into the cow and some of it turned into the garlic and some turned into the onion. and the plus and you put it at the entrance. Is that true?
What it was?
One story is वो बोल रहा है कि मैं आपसे प्रश्न पूछना चाहता हूँ एक कथा का, जिस कथा में बताया गया है कि वो जो एक बार घटना घटी थी उस घटना में गाय का जो हड्डी है वो गाजर बन गया, रक्त जो है कुछ और बन गया, हाँ मसूर की दाल बन गई और प्याज बना, तो क्या ये सत्य है?
Oh, you remember so many things. It is quite true. It is quite true. So we should not take these things. Never we should take. Vyasadeva has written true. He has written like this.
Can you tell that? Because most of the devotees don't know that history. Can you relate that history about the Brahmana's wife?
Yes, or tell?
No, I
don't know it that well. Because Vyasadeva knows everything, past, future and present. So, show that in what things, what kinds of qualities are there? As Gita, it has been told. Sattvic, Tamasic, Rajasic, and then Nirgun. Nature of the person. For trees, for creepers, for fruits, everything has been divided by these things. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, Nirgun. Everything. So, that's it. Father, what is favorable for bhakti? And in what thing, what qualities are there? And then he saw that opium,
onion.
Pyaaj, mane?
Onion.
Oh. What is this?
Tamasic.
And he has all the qualities which is in
deep. Meat.
Meat. Like cow fleshes. What cow flesh has quality or this has the same quality? If cow flesh anyone takes and the result will be there. Oh, from so much lust and so many bad things will come by it. So, according to their qualification, Vyasadeva is told and he shall. And then, oh, nakhun jo hota hai kutte ka ya gaay ka?
Gaay ke ya kutte ke?
Oh, kutte ka hi kaho ya gaay ka hi? Gaay ka hi nail. Oh, nail. They are bad quality. So he told that, oh, it has come from cow's nail. Don't take it. So other things. Like, so we should try to follow. If you are not following, then all the bad qualities will come, effect will come by taking cow's flesh, their nails, their hopes and other things. Strictly it has been told me, all sorts. So we should believe. It depends on scientific
evidence.
Now you should come. Tomorrow is Nityananda. So from beginning we will glorify him and he touched everything. Today I'm explaining something favorable for you. That we should try to fix our goal of our life. And you have heard so many things from Shah. So many things. But Chaitanya Charitamrita and other epics have discussed this thoroughly and made it clear our goal is love. This is prayojan. This is prayojan. Prayojan means this is
ultimate.
But this prem is also of how many kinds? Five kinds. Actually they are of 12 kinds. Five main
primary.
Secondary. And seven
secondary.
12. Shan, Dasya, Shakra, Vasalya, Madhuri. These are primary. According to Rati, prem is also divided into five. Shantaras, Pritaras, Sakharas, Vasalaras and Madhuras. And they gaun, that is secondary, Harsya, Adbhut, Karun, Raudra, Bhayana, Vibhas. These are. In them, other acharyas have come. Incarnation of Supreme Lord have come. And they have preached in this world, time to time. But Krishna gave only, even to lush creepers and trees, that prem. What prem he gave? Anyone could have not given at any time that Krishna gave. And what? Like trees. They are like jada padartha. But, oh, so many trees, so many of kinds. Creepers like sakhi. And trees like friends, he made and gave them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more than this, and he gave this. Brahma Durlabha Prem Sava Kare Jati. It is rare for Brahma even, and he went to door, also through Nityananda Prabhu Haridas and others. He gave this. But as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Unnata Ujjala Rasa Sri beauty of that Unnata Ujjala Parakiya Bhava. So this is the most highest object of the any soul, to serve like Rupa Goswami. Outwardly being the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Sadha and Siddha, like Roop Manjari Mood. This is the highest. You should all know. There is nothing beyond this for Sadha Jiva, for soul. This is the last thing. Everywhere it has been. Not everywhere, but in the rare places, Rupa Goswami has told, and his elders have told like this. Now we'll have to practice for this. And you cannot practice, even Krishna never gives the power of doing bhajan. It depends on also Krishna and his elders. You know all these things, but you cannot practice. You may practice for some days and then lust may come, your headache will come, or cancer may come, so many diseases may come. You may be also pagal.
Mad.
Like in morning any devotee told me that I am pagal, I cannot. I am pagal chagal, I cannot tell. So, Also my request is that if you have known and fixed your goal, even you cannot do anything, you are not qualified. But be sincere. Like chatak bird. You know chatak bird?
Skylark.
Skylark. But she may be die. She will not take water, a drop of water from any tank, any big pond, from Ganges, Yamuna, or from ocean. Always looking towards the sky. Whole year she will not take if rain is there. Only in a certain special constellation, that is Swati. For 15 days, 7 days it comes. Only 15. Otherwise she may die. So if a sadhak, rare sadhak, fortunate sadhak, be like that. I want only that for to Sadhguru. I want to be a dasi of Rupman. He sadhava sakalameva durat chaitanya sirupa cha. Prabhupada has told something in his slow.
Dham chetina anidhatam
padhavani sattva. Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami.
Adhavalam
Shilangam. Yadne. But anyhow, you should know the meaning. He sadha, you should give up all these things. And only you should have only one fixed goal. I want to be the feet dust of, lotus feet dust of Srila Rupa Goswami. Lotus
feet.
Yes, please. Srimad Rupa Dambhoi Dhuli Shyat Janmani after birth and in birth. I want to be a dust of the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Sei mora sampad, sei mor bhajana puna, sei mor abharan, sei mor pranadhan, sei mor jivan e jivan, like this. Who did it? Narottam Thakur
Parayakshana.
Very high class. So you have a goal like this and be sincere. Life is short. Turnam jatet na patita anumitya javat nishesaya khalu sarvatar. Life is short. Don't engage yourself, your very particular, your energy to other things. If you have realized this and then fall, how to have? Where should I go? Oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh Nityananda. I'll have these kinds of what?
Determination.
Don't lose a moment your time for worldly things. Don't. Always be like that. And be very
bold
and don't lose your. Rupa Goswami is even present. Sanatana Goswami is present. Mahaprabhu is present. Krishna is present. Our Guru Varga are present. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is present. My Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami, all are transcendental. They can have joy. If he will call, they can at once come and help. So don't. Begin from Shabda, what you are. But don't give a moment time for worldly sense gratification. If you want to hear my voice, you can go. I cannot tell more than this. Any acharyas are not told. So they have made so many tricks to attract. Oh, Krishna is so merciful, Mahaprabhu is so merciful, that they descended it. They left there all kinds of what?
Worldly activities.
Oh, giving a place like Golok Vrindavan, and they walked. Oh, barefooted. Weeping, door to door. Oh, you should come to my door, not. What?
I am coming to your door.
Oh, please tell one even name. I will make you successful. But we, even we don't. You know how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? When I go to India, all devotees become. Why? I don't. They want something more. I have given. You should waterize. Give good air, water, and some nourishment. And that is sufficient. Or that seed will be. Become a tree. Very big shade. Oh, so many flowers. Even fruits in her branches, in tree, branches of the tree, leaves of the trees, in manjari, everywhere fruit. And very sweet. It will take and distribute. Oh, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. He came, a gardener, and he told all to take the fruit. Oh, alone I cannot. I alone cannot. So he told to his all associates, Nityananda, Prasarup, Damodara, Dvaitacharya. And told that you should engage others. And they engaged the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And they told to engage others. So, by this way, it has come up to us. Now we are. So in this way, you should follow totally and sincerely all these things. And you will realize the truth yourself. Don't lose your time, waste your time and go on life. What is the time? I'm telling for.
Buddha, you said there are five kinds of rati, like Sankhya, Dasya, etc. Sometimes you make rati as a frame, like when Raghunath Das Goswami prays, "Oh mind, please have this."
When rati is also so many kinds. When sthayi rati. Of Dasya Sakya Vatsalya. And on that, if Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattik, Vyavichari will meet in proportion, and then it is Bhakti, Rush, and then it is free.
But sometimes you make Rati as Bhava Bhakti.
Sometimes that. But here I am telling about first Rati, and on Rati platform, oh, so many vibhav, anubhav, uddipan, alamban, uddipan, and so many things. It will come and meet. Then it will be a rush. And then bhakti rati is like
frame. So what is rati, that it means both bhav and frame?
Rati is that sthayi bhav. Rati, when it is not, it has come in a special way. Only love. Krishna bhakti, rasa bhavita. This is like normal stage, like what? Prarambhik dasa.
Beginning. General.
It is like general. No special rati here. And when? By the association of bhakta. And according to your constitutional rati, which is now in latent position. Oh, both mix. Oh, gracefully it will, oh, what?
Blossom.
Develop.
Develop.
And they will peep, peep,
peep
from inside. I like this, I like this. Then Guru will see. And then he will decide what is your rati. And thus, then your sarup will come, siddha deha will come. And on siddha deha, vibhav, anubhav, sattik, devachari, all will come. And then it will be bhakti rasa. So I want that your tendency should come to know all these things. Bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na paribe. Bhalo na khaibe, bhalo na paribe. Don't sleep. Huh? Only try to keep your, maintain your life. Don't go towards, don't waste your time in. Be satisfied. How easily something will come. Always engaged in you. This practicing of bhakti. What Rupa Goswami has. What Rupa Goswami told? Adav Shraddha. You should stand up and tell that slowly.